Hey everybody, welcome to our podcast, our first episode. I am Laurie.
And I am Brooklyn, and welcome to Bangers, and I'm a Patty production.
Yes, welcome. What you guys just heard is going to be our theme song, and that is Ear Candy by Shy Guy. You can follow him on Spotify and Instagram. We know and love Shy Guy. Shy is S-H-I, so you guys know what to search. Check him out, he has some awesome songs. And we're just gonna jump right in. First episode, bear with us. We're in the car. We're hoping to make it big time. Maybe get a studio with a mini fridge. We will see.
Yeah, we have high hopes. So what are we gonna talk about today? We are going to talk about music.
The inspiration of this podcast called Bangers. Bangers.
The Bangers album.
Yes.
By Miley Cyrus. 2013 was when it was dropped.
Mm-hmm.
This album is my favorite ever.
I think this is one of my favorite. It is my favorite album ever. We love Miley anyhow, but this album actually is fire. You guys should check it out. And as we're going along, I think like it'd be more fun for you guys to listen.
Yeah, maybe pause the podcast and listen to the songs.
Go stream some of the songs if you're not familiar with them already or something, just so you kind of can follow along better, understand, and also think about how you feel during these songs. Whatever, this is kind of just our interpretation of Bangers. Brooklyn, tell us like kind of what Bangers is about.
Okay,
what we think.
Yeah, well, I think personally, and I think that I've bounced some ideas off of Lurie, so I think we've come to a consensus about this, but so pretty much Bangers is a breakup album.
Yeah, it's basically love from start to end. Relationship, I feel like.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone that's had a relationship has gone through everything that Miley has put out in this album, and I think that's the most beautiful thing about the album, is that it's about a breakup, but it also goes through the stages of breakups.
Yeah, every high and low, and it's just about pain, too. I guess you could relate to it in other ways, but we obviously think this is about Liam Hemsworth, everybody. That's a giveaway. But
you tried to fool us, Miley, but you ain't.
But yeah, so it's just kind of, it's kind of a trip with her through it all, and it kind of makes you feel validated and not alone in kind of these highs and lows, and understood, really, understood. So
yeah, and so we're going to go through and break up the album song by song, but I honestly think that we should like talk about the stages and then talk about the songs within that stage of breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like the first stage of breakup is just like, you just broke up with someone, you're heartbroken, but you love them. Like you just are in love and infatuated with this person, you know?
Are we starting right now with Adore You? Is that what you're starting
with?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Adore You. I don't know if this is when she's with him or without him yet, but in this song, basically what I gathered is just her adoration for him. It's when the song, she says, "You say you love me, no, I love you more, and I need you more," and all this stuff. It's just like how much you can love someone and just give yourself to them, basically, is what I gathered. Whether they're together or not, it's just how lost you can become in someone and give everything. And it's also a great song, y'all. That one you probably are pretty familiar with.
Yeah, that's a pretty popular song, but yeah, and that just fits into that mold of just being in love with someone.
Just, like, blinded by it, lost in it, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's always, like, fun and beautiful as long as you're not humbled. Taken down a notch.
Yeah, and Miley was taken down a notch.
As we all have been, fuck.
Exactly, and so, like, during this time, I believe, this is alleged, Miley was partying a lot. Liam hated that. Liam hated, like, he dated a girl that was in the last song. She was innocent. She was off Disney Channel. Like, like he dated that girl. He didn't date this partier, this, like, marijuana-smoking girl that's shaving her head every day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't dating that girl. So he kind of was, like, caught off guard when she kind of was like, hey, I want to kind of, like,
she wanted to be herself, and he later recognizes that she's a free spirit, but I think that was, the whole world was shocked with her. Nobody was really accepting of that. Everyone wanted to, you know, kind of shit on her, but she was finding herself. She had a different life from us all.
Yeah, and especially, like, coming out of that innocence, like, Disney Channel, like, being brought up telling, like, you what you want, what you have to do every single day, like, what are you eating? It's planned for,
like,
you.
What you're gonna, who you are, it's, they paint you. And Miley was kind of like, fuck, I just want to be me. And I think
Yeah.
Everyone was shook, and obviously it's not easy to be judged by the world.
Exactly. You
know? So, it's kind of like everybody was saying all these things about her, shocked at what she was doing, her music videos, her, like, live shows and all that stuff, where they couldn't see, like, in this album, you kind of see what she was going through and that whole whirlwind of who am I, how am I feeling, it's different every day. So, yeah, we just want to jump into that. And so, yeah, so after that, we go to We Can't Stop.
Yeah, and that's just showing what we were just saying. Like,
yeah, that's just exhibit A of Miley being like, I want to just get lit, you know?
Yeah, just have fun. And this is where it kind of took the turn for the worse, because, like, in her case, because Liam was just like, I don't want to date that. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, like, and I don't know if this is true or not, but that's how I view it. Like, he was just like, I am not dating that girl. Like, that's not who I'm dating. And that's when it all kind of, like, crumbled, is when she, like, turned into this free spirit that he didn't accept. And so she was writing these songs like, we can't stop, like, I'm partying.
Yeah, like, she's like, no one's stopping us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's kind of just like, fuck this, I'm having a great time, and that's the high I'll ride, you know?
Yeah.
And that carries into SMS, that, or it's also called Banger. It carries into Banger. She's just continuing party, hardy, like, nothing's wrong. Like, because when you're partying and you're, like, having a good time, nothing is wrong. So she's kind of riding that for a while. And Britney's in that.
Yeah, and Britney Spears is in that.
So it matters a little.
Exactly.
SMS isn't our favorite.
Yeah, it's not the best song.
It's not... I don't know. I think it might be, like, the last on my list, but we do appreciate Britney in it, and it's just another, like, segment of her party hardy.
Yeah, stage. And then she goes into another one, kind of. This one's not as, like, hefty.
Yeah, this one's just kind of, like, I'm vibing. It's not so, like, raging, but it's just, like, vibing is 4x4.
Yeah. I don't know, like,
this... That one's a fun one to listen to, though.
It is. I don't know. It's kind of just, like... She's going through the motions of partying. Like, yeah. She's, like, kind of just, like,
running around.
Yeah, like, yeah. She's, like, cannot stop. And I don't know. That's another state. That's a part of the stage that she was in.
Yeah, and that's those three songs in a row. We also, what we didn't mention is we kind of think she placed these in order for a reason. I mean, that's our interpretation, but I feel like she kind of did, because it's, you can kind of go from one song to the next and see that, like, what do you say? See that transgression. Oh my gosh. That progression. That's awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, good job. It's like a progression through the stages of breakups. That's what this album is, and that's why it's so fucking good.
Yeah, so yeah, we just like, that's why we're going in order, because we think it was placed in this specific order, you know? So yeah. Anyway, so those three songs, We Can't Stop, SMS, and 4x4, we feel like it's just kind of her, I'm not going to face things, I'm partying, and she is having fun, but she's got some shit she's not dealing with.
Yeah, it filled a void for her for a little bit, but she knew that she had a lot of baggage.
Yeah, and that's always, like, that is part of the breakup. You're just like, fuck yeah, now I can kind of be free, like, that freedom at first, like, that's where you wanted, what you want to do with that freedom, and so that's what she's doing. And then we go to My Darling.
Yeah.
With Future.
Good song.
It's gorgeous. It's probably the prettiest one on the song, like, the most...
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it? The most just... I don't know, pretty?
I don't know, it's, like, vibey.
It's really vibey, yeah. It's just, like, the most... It's not sad, it's not pump up. It's just, like, very, like, kick back, and it's just really has a good flow.
Yeah, the thing I like about this song really, like, kind of illustrates what you could have in a relationship.
Yeah.
What I you think like a relationship is.
She's like, look how sweet it can be. Like, just, like, looking at the sweetness, I feel like, in that song. It's just, like, what we could be, like, when you do feel that in those moments, especially, like, after hitting lows with somebody, you, like, come back from it, and you're like, wait, this could be everything. It can't. But, like, it's just that moment where it's just, like, that super high you ride, and it's... I don't know, just, like, this could be everything. This is so sweet, and...
Yeah, and we could be in movies. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
part of the lyric. Yeah, this could be a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That song's, like, kind of, like, looking up in a little way, like...
Yeah, it's like, wait, maybe this isn't over, you know?
Yeah,
this is great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one's awesome. And then...
And then Wrecking Ball comes in, like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, just, like, actually fucking wrecking balls. Like this album.
Like, I'm not even getting this game in, like, a Wrecking Ball in this album.
We all remember fucking Wrecking Ball. We remember seeing... Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. She's fucking naked?
Yeah.
Oh, and let's not get started on every mom who hated her because of this. Yeah,
exactly. No, I'm Fuck not even you. Kidding. My mom didn't let me listen to her for, like, I'm not even kidding, like, 2 years. Because she thought she was the son of Satan.
Oh, my hell.
And
I don't know. That's the thing about this that kills me. Wrecking Ball is, like, everybody was like, she's off her rocker. Like, what the fuck this hoe, you know?
But did you listen to the fucking previous 5 songs, motherfucker? No.
Well, no, it's like, listen to her lyrics. She's thinking about being so crushed. Like,
yes.
Like, why is the attention on her nudity? When none of her genitals or even her boobs show. Nothing shows.
Yeah, no.
But everybody was just, like, crazy pretty shook at it.
Yeah. I don't know, and, like, that song's, once again, it's not about sex. It's not about anything sexual. It's about her giving her heart to someone and then them coming in, like, a wrecking ball.
Yeah, and I feel like
and wrecking her.
The shit about the music video kind of, like, took the attention away from the actual feelings in the song. Like, truly her just getting slammed. Because that's always, like, you're on the rocks with someone. You're like, oh, this is going down. No. Like, this, we can do it, you know? And then the Wrecking Ball, I think, is just like, wow, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, this is where, like, the whole, like...
This is
boom.
Like, this is real.
Destruction. The destruction of the relationship was right here. She's like, damn. Like, damn, she got wrecked. This is where she absolutely got wrecked in the album.
Yeah, that Wrecking Ball is actually so sad. Do you have anything else to say about Wrecking Ball?
I don't. Like, I really don't think that... I think that song's overlooked. I think that song has so much negative connotation to it that it's like...
Everybody...
What?
Yeah, and we can't... Oh, I just hate it. Everybody's... It's hard to listen to, even for me, to not think about the music video. Like, to listen to the lyrics, it actually is... It's relatable, it's heartbreaking, and even in the music video, she's crying in it, she's crushed, you know?
Exactly.
And I don't know, I just, the music video shit just kills me. The song actually is one of the saddest on the album.
No, yeah, no, if you actually, and this is the thing, is like, this is why I wanted to make this podcast, is to make that shit clear. It's like...
Yeah. Especially...
It's not how it's perceived in a music video. It's just, like, can you listen to someone for once and actually, like, hear their emotion?
Especially with Miley in that stage, nobody listened... This album wasn't very huge and nobody was listening to her. And, like, obviously when somebody... It goes through a drastic change, they're going through something. And everybody was just talking about, like, her haircut, her nude videos, her smoking, her, like... all the shit she was doing, but no, like, if you listen to this album, like, it tells the whole story, kind of, and,
it
like,
does, yeah.
Her journey, and
it kind of just shows that you can't judge someone based on what they're portraying, because you never know how someone is actually feeling.
Yeah, and it's, like, sometimes someone being crazy or someone acting out, whatever you think that means, is a cry for help. It's also, like, a sign of, you know, someone's going through something, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Anyway, after Wrecking Ball, we just went on a little tangent. We really care about this
album. Love Money Party is the next.
Oh, Love Money Party is freaking fun.
It is a fun banger. It's a banger.
That one's fun. I feel like, it's just, like, I'm having fun. Like, Love Money Party, that's all I need, baby, you know?
Exactly.
But... may not be how she's feeling, but the song is just, like, Love Money Party.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of, like, a way of her just being, like...
I have what... Like, Love Money Party.
Yeah, like, at least I'm okay. Yeah, like I'm gonna just kind of fill that void again, almost. Because she's kind of, like, reiterating, like, hey, I'm sad. Oh, wait, I have Love Money and Party. I'm okay. You know what I mean? Like...
Exactly.
I don't know. She's kind of, once again, trying to battle herself in this way. The next one is hashtag Get It Right.
Get It Right. Okay, Get It Right. I almost feel like she's talking about a hookup in it, I think. But I don't know. And I don't know, like that. Is this with Liam? If it is a hookup, is it with Liam or somebody else? Like, that one kind of throws me off, to be honest. I don't know.
It is. It's just, like, kind of popped in there. I don't know.
Yeah, but that one's also really, that's one of the fun ones to listen to. I don't know. It's kind of her trying to be nonchalant. I don't know, like, I wish I could just, like, divulge and, like, read into this hardcore, but I won't, since I don't actually know.
Yeah.
We don't want Miley to listen to this and be like, what the fuck are these girls talking about?
I didn't even write these songs.
So, oh, gosh. Yeah, Get It Right, I just feel like that's just a fun one. I
do think it's about a hookup, though.
I think it is, yeah. I don't know if it's about someone else or Liam. I don't know.
Yeah, that one's up in the air. I don't know.
And then, drum roll. We get... Together?
Drive! Holy shit.
Don't get us started. Oh, we starting, baby. Drive!
Yay! Drive.
Drive.
I can't even, like, talk enough about... We need more episodes.
We might start crying trying to tell you about Drive. Go, listen to it now. Scream in your car.
I don't give a fuck if you listen to any of these songs on this motherfucking album. Go listen to Drive, dude. Drive is unbelievable.
Drive is... Oh. Drive is really powerful. So, like, I feel like Drive is almost the whole album compressed. Not necessarily the partying, but just the whole breakup. Ups and downs compressed. Drive is so fucking good.
I feel like Drive is the song that kind of kicks her ass into reality. A little bit. Like, because she's, like, all about, like, partying, and, like, I'm okay because I'm partying. And then she gets into Drive, and she's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, like, this is a roller coaster, actually. I am on a roller coaster, and I cannot get off. And this song is like that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Drive is, like, she's taking a look at the entire situation in Drive. She's looking at everything, and, she, you know, you guys need to go listen to the lyrics. You can hear the battle she's having with herself the whole entire song. It's a battle, and it's a relatable battle, too.
Oh, yes. Drive is my... Oh.
Like, what words come to your mind? Like, what words would you say pertain to Drive? Like, we were discussing this earlier. I think my few words are betrayal, mm-hmm. recognizing the betrayal she felt, and then also longing for him. When, why would I, you know?
Yeah, no, I think those are perfect words for it. I would also add, like, I just think it's an up and down situation. Like, it, and that comes along with breaking up with someone. She, like, just hits the nail on the head on that mm-hmm. song. It's just like, I'm fucking pissed and I'm angry. But
I miss you.
But I miss you.
Sad,
yeah,
sad.
Like, yeah, it's weird. It's so weird. That song is awesome.
That song is a trip. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I've, like, played that in my
car.
I
get whiplash from that song. I get whiplash from it. It's a fucking roller coaster.
Yes, you guys go listen to it. Also, I think, like, after, like, the third verse, like, there's the best, like, dab opportunity ever. So.
True.
I might be.
Larry and I hit the dab every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
For including that. But, guys, seriously, Drive, I think, is the most powerful song on the album. The most, like, it has the most emotion to it. And it's also just, like, flat out good, like, a good song, even if you, like, don't give a fuck, go listen to it, it's really good.
It's awesome. Next one, F.U.
F.U. F.U. is...
F.U.
Yeah, every single one, I'm just like, this is a fun one. No, F.U. is really good. That one,
Literally,
after Drive.
F.U., yeah.
It comes after Drive where she realizes she's looking at the situation finally. She's not just, like, partying.
She's not putting it behind her, trying to cope, like,
yeah, so,
and filling voids.
Yeah, in Drive, she faces things, and then in F.U., it's, like, that feeling we all get. It's, like, the best little high for, like, just a fucking second where you're like, wow, fuck them. I'm over this. You're not over it.
No, you're
honey,
not.
Honey, you're not over it.
Larry, I can't. You're not over it. You're not over it, but it just feels so empowering to be like, hey, fuck you.
And when you get to that stage, you want to tell every motherfucker, you're like, yeah, fuck him. I'm over this. You want the world to know that you say fuck
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah. No, you want to scream it from the damn rooftops.
Yeah, and like, so that's what Miley does in this song. Yeah. And it's honestly not, the fuck you in it is not very... She is saying fuck you, but it's like, honey, we know what you're going through, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, don't
like,
kid
take
yourself.
Take care.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. Oh, gosh.
We all know the F you. We don't have to say anything more. We all know that stage. It feels so good, but it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, no. 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 Not even close.
No.
Okay.
Next, we have Do My Thang.
Do My Thang! Dude, this song, I kick back to it. I really like this song. She raps in it kind of, guys, and I don't know, it's kind of good.
I think, yeah, Do My Thing's
tickles
awesome.
My fancy a little bit.
In this one, so it comes after F.U., Do My Thing is kind of like, whatever, this whole thing is fucked, but I'm just gonna, like, do my thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Or I'm gonna try to do my thing.
Yeah, it's kind of about for that fuck you stage where you're just like, okay.
Where you're like, wait, okay, all I can do is my own thing. Like, all I can do is just like, whoo, whoo, whoo.
Like, I can't straight up go tell him, like, fuck you. Well, you could. You're a bad bitch if you do. But, like, it's just like, who's really listening to me if I'm just like, hey, fuck you? You know, you're not even listening to yourself.
You
so know, she's just like,
you don't believe in yourself? No one else does. Okay. So.
No, that's so true. It's just like, no.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to this man.
I don't know this, man.
So, yeah, do my thing, I think, is just kind of, like, it's when you get to that point, like, we're kind of projecting our own shit onto this, but, like, I do think, like, this album is about exactly what we're saying. Like, So, do my thing is just when you're, like, all I can do is my own thing. It's kind of like that, oh, damn it, you
but
know?
You're still kind of sad.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? You're excited to do your own thing, but it's, like,
you wish you were doing that thing with the other person.
That's
like,
what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I do my thing with you, Dad, too, but I'm just gonna do my thing. Next one is, maybe you're right.
Oh, no, 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 no. We never look in the mirror, y'all.
No, that's the worst thing you can
we
do.
We never take responsibility for our actions.
Always place the blame on someone else. Rule of thumb.
Yes. So, we're totally kidding. Maybe you're right is, I feel like, is an essential part of this song because it's the one time she takes a look at herself. And to me, when I listen to it, it's just like every breakup, it takes two to tango, as we discussed earlier. It takes two to tango in an unhealthy relationship. And Miley's kind of being like, hey, like, this whole time I've been saying fuck you, and this is all your fault, but maybe I was doing some shit wrong, too. Mm-hmm. And maybe you think I'm a bitch for all this, and mm-hmm. you're probably right, but it's what I have to do. And that's the hardest look to take at yourself, and that's, like, what really brings the growth for, that I feel like. So, this song, I feel like, is a really big turnaround.
No, I agree completely. This song is just straight up self-reflection, reflecting back on your past relationship and being like, okay, like, fuck you for doing all that shit to me, but maybe I was all that you said I was. Maybe you broke up with me for an actual reason. Like, I don't know, that's how I look at it anyway.
Yeah. Maybe you're right is, that's a hard one. It's And you can also just kind of hear the sadness. But what I like about it is she still sounds pretty sure in her decision. Like, she kind of looks at herself, but she doesn't second guess, you know? She doesn't apologize. Mm-hmm. She's just like, you know what? I'm still gonna do what I gotta do. And that's what I love about it. She doesn't second guess or apologize.
Yeah.
And that's girl power, y'all.
That is girl power. Someone Else is the next one.
I love Someone Else. That's a great one to bust in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Someone Else.
It's that next step from Maybe You're Right. It's just like, okay, well, I was never that person that you wanted me to be, so I'm someone else.
I feel like Someone Else after Maybe You're Right is like, she takes a look at herself, and that's kind of the rock bottom. It's just like, that's when it's like, oh my gosh, that part really sucks. And then Someone Else is when you're like, I'm gonna take this, what I'm learning, what I'm going through, and like, kind of start turning it into something. And that's where she kind of goes into like, I'm someone else, you know?
Yeah. And if you're looking for love from me, I've turned into someone else. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and that is a part of that self-reflection.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. That's just a part of changing.
Yeah. And it's her being like, I don't want you to love me. I don't want to love you. Yeah. Yeah. And in that song, she goes back and forth with, in the end of the song, she's going back and forth with lyrics that are, love is patient, love is selfless, love is kind, to love is selfish, love is hopeless, love is
blind.
Yeah, just going back and forth. Yeah. And in that, it's kind of, to what it sounds like to me, it's like love is supposed to be these beautiful things, but with you, it was ugly, you know?
Exactly.
And so, like, you won't find love here from me, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome, because we all love that, being like, wait, I actually don't need this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, someone else, but it also sucks.
It also sucks.
Yeah.
When you paint this beautiful picture in your mind, and it just gets absolutely crapped on.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's been there. Not the greatest picture after that. But yeah, Someone Else, that's what that's about. Just pretty much love being shit.
It's not shit.
Well, not what you wanted it to be.
With someone who sucks. Yeah, exactly.
Loving shit with someone that sucks.
You look back and you're like, I never even had fun. That's really it. It's just like, wait, we weren't even healthy or happy.
We weren't even together.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Next is Rune for My Baby. This is another kind of like Get It Right, just kind of like a loop in the album. Kind of like, what?
It's kind of like a little, like, I don't know, it's a little conspiracy. There's some conspiracy songs in there.
This is just kind of like a teaser of being like, what am I up to, y'all? I don't know.
Yeah.
Rooting for My Baby. She's rooting for her baby. Obviously, she's with someone.
Yeah, but who is the baby?
So I feel like she might be with somebody else, and it's kind of like, hey, look, I'm with someone. Like
kind of taunting Liam in a way.
Yeah. Like, if not, it's cool.
Once again, is that a crucial part of a relationship? Just being like, oh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You're like, mm-hmm. let's take a pic together, like, with someone. You're like, oh, I hope that, like, my ex doesn't see this.
Oh, my gosh. Are you friends with him on Snapchat? I didn't I know.
Oh, we are good, healthy people.
Yeah, I've never done that. That's for the record. I've never done that.
If you have, you need.
You are not alone. Do not feel alone in that.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Room for My Baby. It's also, like, a really smooth song. It's totally different from every other song on the album. It's, like, a super kickback song, and it's kind of, it's just funkier.
It's
like,
groovy, it's
yeah,
groovy.
Yeah, the rest are just kind of, like, bump to them, where Rooting for My Baby is just, like, vibe to it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we go to On My Own. This one is so good.
This is empowering to a motherfucking T, dude. It's literally just, like, yeah, I went through all this shit, and I'm on my own now, but I'm totally chilling.
Yeah, On My Own, in this song, she goes back, and she's, like, kind of taking a look back and being like, wait, you never even listened to me when I talked to you. That's one of the lyrics, and it's, like, when I, like, she just is saying, when I was with you, you still sucked, so I was kind of on my own the whole time. I never needed you, and now
yeah,
it's just,
and
like,
wait. And now I am actually on my own?
It's, like, I can do this, yeah.
Yeah, not even a problem.
And that's like, the biggest, I think, hump after the relationship. It's, like, I don't know, just that realization is when you're actually free. You might have those days, but, like, that, like, that I've gone through, that on finally being alone and loving it is, like, the most freedom, like, I've felt, you know?
Yeah, no, and, like, they're, you know, when you just, like,
that's when you're free.
Yeah.
You're free.
You're free from, like, even a thought of them. Like,
I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm saying that. Like, it's just, like, you know when you go through a day and then you just remember that they exist and you're, like, oh, yeah. Like, that's when you're on your own, and that's when you're focusing on yourself. That's when you find true happiness. And, like, I don't know, that song just, I don't know, that illustrates that for me.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, like, of course, there's days you look back and it's hard, like, it's just the whole roller coaster of things, but I think On My Own is when you actually,
are happy by yourself.
I think you're finally secure, and you're not wanting anything back, you're not trying to sabotage, you're not trying to hurt them back, you know, On Your Own is finally just freedom. You're
focusing on yourself, on self-progression.
You're not holding on so hard. Of course, you still feel things, but you've let go for the most part.
Yep.
And then we are on our last song of the album.
Hands in the Air featuring Ludacris. Ludacris's Ludacry? Is that the plural? Nah. But
scientific name, Ludacry.
he has such a cool part in this. He raps in this. I don't even know if it's rap.
Ludacris in this is awesome.
Yeah, he just is good. That's so what, like, I was getting at.
It Miley has in this album, Britney, Future, Ludacris. Who else? I don't know. She just has,
Future.
Yeah, Future. Everybody featured in it is awesome. Mike Will's in We Can't Stop.
Why did I say Will I Am? Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait,
guys.
No, Mike Will's not in We Can't Stop.
Which he's in SM. No, he's in 4x4.
Yes, 4x4. Sorry, y'all. If not, don't know. But Mike Will is one of my best friends, so I just think it's cute. Anyway, Hands in the Air. That one is
freedom.
I overlook this one all the time. Like, this one's actually so good. I forget it's there because it's the last one on the album, so I never make it to the 15th, like, song in the CD. But, Hands in the Air, she's finally, like, so in the song, we just listened to it back, and she's with someone in it. We don't know what's going on. We're like,
maybe they're friends. Like, maybe they're friends, and she's finally, like, coping. She's fine. She's back out.
Well, in the song, I love it because she reflects on the album and she says, I was lonely for so long, and, like, looks back at how hard this was. And she's with someone. I don't know if that's a friend she has, if that's Liam, if that's someone new. I don't know. Like, first thing I thought was a friend, but it's just her being like, I felt so horrible for so long, but now I, like, look at me. I feel so free. My hands are in the air. And she's just having a great time.
Yeah, and that's with a great, Ludacris. Great way to, yeah.
What? Are you going to be sad with Ludacris?
Yeah, exactly. No. And it's a great way to end the album. Like, that's a banging song. Just to end the album, like, I'm free.
Yeah, she's like, I went through this shit and I'll tell you, but I'm free now. Like, she's just like, hell yeah, you know?
Yeah, case closed. But yeah.
Case closed.
Chan-chan. what?
Chan-chan.
Larry, what to end this episode, what is your favorite song, just to bump to in the car maybe, and which one resonates with you more? Which one is more relatable?
Okay. So my favorite to bump in the car to is Do My Thing. That one is awesome. Like we mentioned earlier, Miley, like, I don't know if I'd call it rap, but Miley just gets down in it. And
dude, add that to your playlist. If you guys work out, if you...
Yes. Listen to it when you're in the car, you're on a jog, you're lifting, I don't know. That one's just fun. Even play it, like, at a party. It's just, like, it's just fucking good. That's why it's my favorite. And then I would say, like, the one that, like, I resonate with or gets me in the feels, it's probably Someone Else. Just because it's just kind of like I mentioned, it's looking at what love is supposed to be and what you thought, but then kind of looking back and being like, that was garbage. Thank you for wasting my time. I'm over this. Shout out to you. I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh. Lorena,
yeah.
We aren't saying names.
So. Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Someone Else is, I just like that one a lot, and it's that's my answer. Someone Else. So, Brooklyn, what about you? What's your favorite that you're gonna bust in the car, and what is something that, like, gets you kind of in the feels?
Oh, damn. Not the feels.
The feels.
My favorite to bump in the car is My Darling. That's the ultimate vibe song for me.
That's not overwhelming.
It's not. And it's just like, I could cruise down a road and just be chilling, and I'm not really emotional, because no emotions in driving, people. But it's just like, you know, It's just a chill song.
Yeah, that one is just gorgeous.
Yeah, I just like listening to that one. It's music to my ears.
And, like, I think a lot of these are pretty upbeat, so you gotta be in the, like...
Middle. It's in the middle.
In the pumping mood where My Darling, you can play and... You'll never skip it, is all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. That is a good word. That's good. Yeah.
And next.
All right, the one that gets me in the feels, and I hate to say it to myself.
Not the feels.
Yep. Maybe You're Right.
Maybe You're Right is the most feely, probably, of all.
And I don't know. I just relate to this a lot, and I think it's just because I hate to hear her.
Yeah, she shocks you all.
I hate to hurt people's feelings, and I always am the one to look back and think I was in the wrong all the time, and it was my fault that I didn't, like, do something about trying to fight for a relationship, or I didn't buy you a certain thing that made you love me, like, that kind of stuff. I don't know, but, like, Maybe You're Right is just, like, I don't know. I like to self-reflect, yeah. And so it's just like, maybe I should have done that differently. I don't know. That one really relates with me, but I don't know.
Yeah, Maybe You're Right. That one, you can also kind of hear just the sadness in that song. And I would say that is probably one of the most emotional on the album. That wraps up the whole album, guys. We want to let you know that we have an email and Instagram. They're both I'm a Patty Production, Productions with S.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Productions.
And that's spelled IMMAPATTY Productions at gmail.com. We want to hear recommendations for albums.
Yeah.
What do you guys like to listen to? What has made you feel a certain way? What, I don't know, like...
What album has been a trip for you, or even an artist? It doesn't have to be an album, per se, but, yeah, follow our Instagram and email us questions, or DM us. Either way, it doesn't matter. But we want to hear from you. We want to, like, ask us questions. Tell us what you want to know about this album, or, I don't know, because this is our first episode. We aren't ready to... What do you say? I can't talk. So basically, we just don't know how to do this completely yet. Like, this is our rough draft, so we're gonna, it's gonna evolve.
Yeah,
we want to let you guys know. We want you to let us know what you like. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's okay, Lorene. We all been there.
thanks, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome. But yeah, you guys, thanks for listening to this episode. Next week, I think we're going to be doing an album discussion on, wait for it, The Weeknd.
After Hours.
After Hours.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's whisper it together, but I...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
After Hours.
Yes, so we'll leave it at that. We're excited about that one. But yeah, guys, please DM us if you have any questions, recommendations. Also, just tell us how you like our episode.
Should we make more? Should we make them shorter? Should we stop being so annoying? Like, ah!
You know, yeah, yeah, please tell, like, let us know. We have some high hopes, guys. Also, Venmo us, okay? So, we love you guys.
Yeah, love you, y'all. Hey.
We will start calling you the Patty Gang. The Patties. We love you, Patties.
Thanks for listening to The Bangers, and I'm a Patty production.
Damson, how long is that?